Hello, and welcome to On the Edge, our March edition. And this is an opportunity for you to look away from your screen, sit back in your chair, and take a few deep breaths. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, something that most people don't know about me. I've always wanted to be a surfer. I mean, I grew up watching beach shows and longing for a carefree life where no matter what was going on, someone might yell, "Surf's up!" And my friends and I would sprint to the beach and catch some waves. But like most of us, I made other choices. I love being a coach and I'm happy with where my choices have led me. But as I've gotten older, my identity as a surf bum has felt farther and farther away. Then last month, I went to Costa Rica with my partner, Justin, and something changed. For the first time in years, I was surrounded by real life surfers. At first, I was distancing myself from them, saying things like, "That's not me, I'm too old, I'm not that person anymore." But then one day, a fit, gray-haired guy zoomed past me on a mountain bike with a board bungee-corded to the side. I immediately thought, you know, that guy has something figured out. And then Justin turns to me and says, "Dave, that's you." I looked again. I mean, he was my age. He even looked and dressed like me. I felt something deep inside me shift. I started to wonder if I'd been looking at this the wrong way. Maybe my path didn't lead me away from my surfer dreams. Maybe my identity just became more layered. So in other words, maybe it's not too late. So I spent the whole next week surfing. I mean, it's been years since I've been on a surfboard, so it was awkward at first, but I started to get the hang of it. I love the constant challenge and rhythm of the ocean. There's something about that incredible force that makes me feel so alive. And when I was surfing, somehow I didn't feel like a different version of me. I felt like me, Dave, coach, business owner, resident of Ontario, and surfer. I'm home now, and the combination of my busy schedule and frozen lakes around me don't leave a lot of opportunities for catching waves. So instead, I've decided to keep the spirit alive by committing to half-day Fridays, with the afternoons reserved for outdoor adventure. Last week, I went skiing. The week before, I went skating. I can't believe how good it felt. So here's where you come to the picture. I want you to take a moment to reflect on your version of this story. And here are some questions to get you started. What are some of those early dreams that you had for your adult life? And how have those dreams been realized, and how have they not? Most importantly, what's one small practical way you can bring those dreams just a little closer? Here we go. Surf's up. Have a great month.